This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Polling has concluded peacefully for the assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry. Voters today cast their votes for the 126 seats in Assam, 140 seats in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry. In Assam, 84.42% polling percentage was recorded till 5 p.m. Maximum voter turnout of 94.08% was witnessed in South Salmara Mankachar district. In Keralam, 75.01% voter turnout was recorded till 5 p.m. Maximum 77.63% polling percentage was witnessed in Kozhikode district. In the Union Territory of Puducherry, 86.92% voting was recorded till 5 p.m. Meanwhile, today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for the first phase of polling in West Bengal and the last day of filing of nominations for the second phase of polling in the state. Counting of votes for Assam, Keralam, Tamil Nadu, West Bengal and Union Territory of Puducherry will take place on the 4th of next month. Joint Secretary in the Department of Pharmaceuticals, Satya Prakash T.L., today said that the concerned departments are working in close coordination to ensure uninterrupted supply of essential pharma inputs in the country. During an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi on the West Asia crisis, Mr. Satya Prakash said that there has been no major increase in the prices of drugs and pharmaceuticals despite the disruptions in global supply chains due to the crisis. He highlighted that the government has slashed customs duty on 40 petrochemical products to zero to support the pharma industry and to maintain availability of inputs.
There is no major increase in sales prices of drugs and pharmaceuticals. In order to support pharma industry and to maintain the availability of inputs, feedstocks and also APIs, Department of Revenue through notification dated 1st April 2026 has slashed custom duties of 40 various petrochemical products to zero.
Additional Secretary of Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, informed that Indian-flagged vessel named Green Asha carrying LPG has safely reached JNPA earlier today. India has recorded its highest ever annual solar capacity addition of around 45 gigawatt in the financial year 2025-26. In a social media post, Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, said this achievement reflects India's unwavering commitment to energy security, sustainable development and the vision of a Vikasit Bharat. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued notices to Gujarat Chief Secretary and Ahmedabad Police Commissioner over a reported case of 57 girls falling ill after consuming food at a hostel in Ahmedabad. Taking so much cognizance of the report, NHRC has asked for a detailed report on the matter within 2 weeks. The commission said that the report is expected to include the status of the health of the victims as well as the investigation of the case. Doordarshan has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Indian Council for Cultural Relations, ICCR, in New Delhi. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting said that the partnership aims to leverage Doordarshan, Prasar Bharati's extensive television, radio and digital ecosystem to amplify the reach of cultural content provided by the ICCR. It added that under the MOU, ICCR will provide cultural content and performances while Doordarshan will undertake their coverage and dissemination across multiple platforms including television channels, radio networks, OTT platforms and social media. The Israel Defense Forces IDF said today that it has killed Ali Yusuf Harshi, personal secretary of Hezbollah Secretary General Naim Qasem, in Beirut. Harshi was also nephew of the Hezbollah chief who heads the Lebanese group backed by Iran. The development comes a day after the US and Iran announced a 2-week ceasefire agreement. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders were 72 for 1 in 7.4 overs against Lucknow Super Giants at Eden Gardens, Kolkata, when reports last came in. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants won the toss and opted to bowl. And with that, we end this news bulletin.